The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Thursday afternoon. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Things continue to spiral out of control in Afghanistan. No real indication that things are getting better other than that there are some people being evacuated, not nearly what needs to happen. Americans in the country are still being told if they can't make it to the Kabul airport, they're on their own. And America is not offering any assistance to get those Americans to the airport so that they can get out of the country. Great Britain is trying to rescue their citizens. I'm not sure what the plan is. I'm not sure what they're going to do. But Great Britain has communicated to their citizens saying, we're coming. We're going to try to get you out. What a difference. A lot of things have transpired since you and I talked yesterday. I'll bring you up to date a little later in the program on what's going on in Afghanistan and the response of the rest of the world. And it's not good. Something happened in the Parliament of Great Britain yesterday that is almost unprecedented. Almost unprecedented. One of our closest allies. Well, I'll share that with you a little later. If you've been watching the news today, about 9 o'clock this morning, an active bomb threat was declared near the Library of Congress. A black pickup truck drove up onto the sidewalk outside of the Library of Congress. The gentleman driving the pickup truck said he had a bomb. He had a detonator. And the bomb squad was called. The surrounding buildings were evacuated. Congress is not in session. You mean with what's going on in Afghanistan, our Congress is not in session? No. Now, the British Parliament, they declared an emergency so that they could meet. Yeah, that's the British Parliament. Yeah, they declared an emergency and they got together. The U.S. Congress, no, no. Nancy Pelosi didn't feel that was necessary. You know, Chuck Schumer, the Senate, we don't need to talk about one of the worst foreign policy fiascos in American history. Why should we ruin our vacation? I mean, after all, the president is on vacation. If you can't tell, those comments are dripping with sarcasm. But the parliament in Great Britain felt it was absolutely essential that they meet, but not the Congress of the United States. Well, anyway, Congress is not in session, so but those that were remaining in the Capitol were evacuated. I am very happy to report that the suspect is in custody. Nothing has exploded. The bomb squad is there to determine whether it was actually a real threat, if there were real explosives in the truck. But so far, there is a happy ending. Again, we have not been told yet whether the threat of explosives was real or not. And if it's real, of course, they will have to remove the explosives. And I'll keep an eye on the news and try to keep you updated on that. I heard about this a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't believe it could possibly be true. Evidently, it is. The University of Pittsburgh has received millions of dollars from the federal government for fetal research. Documents exposed by some Christian organizations show that the federal government gave the University of Pittsburgh at least $2.7 million over the past 5 years to become a tissue hub for aborted baby body parts for scientific research. All right, now that's shocking enough. Now, by the way, they don't refer to aborted babies. They talk about fetal remains, fetal tissue research. That sounds so much more acceptable. These are unborn babies that are being dissected for research. But it gets worse. What has been discovered is that the University of Pittsburgh told the abortion operations some of these baby parts, the babies are going to have to be, they're going to have to be born alive or killed immediately prior to delivery in order for the body parts that they wanted to be suitable for research. Can I repeat that? The requirement for the University of Pittsburgh was that the babies were going to have to be born alive, and the body parts removed either while the baby was still living or killed immediately so that they could harvest the parts that the laboratories at the University of Pittsburgh wanted. Well, there's a large group of people over in Pennsylvania that are demanding a state investigation and a federal investigation. One of those leading the charge is former Pennsylvania Superior Court Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen. She is being joined with the Catholic League and State Representative Kathy Rapp and current U.S. Senate candidate Sean Pernall. The former Superior Court Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen said this, quote, "I join with so many Pennsylvanians in a collective response of horror to these recent reports. As an alumnus of the University of Pittsburgh School of Law, I am extremely troubled and call for an urgent investigation into what appears to be illegal, inhumane, and taxpayer-funded practices at this public university. The two organizations that uncovered this, Judicial Watch and the Center for Medical Progress, they are demanding that the Pennsylvania Auditor General, Timothy DeFore, and others within the state immediately begin an investigation. Because if this is true, it is inhumane, immoral, evil. It is awful, also illegal, and done with U.S. taxpayer dollars. I'll keep an eye on that and let you know how this investigation progresses. Shocking. Folks, listen. Our secular American universities are filled with evil. We can't sugarcoat it anymore. Anyway, we will we'll keep an eye on that. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I say this continually. Whatever the liberal left touches, they destroy, they kill, including freedom, liberty, constitutional rights. The liberal left is not about freedom. The liberal left is about control, ideology, and forcing you to accept their ideology. Now, they don't have to accept or even honor or even respect your ideology, but you have to respect and honor their ideology. Here is another case. The state of New York is being sued because the state of New York has a state mandate that covers churches, religious charities, Christian or religious schools, and forces them to cover abortion in their employee health insurance plans. Now, some of you say, well, Bob, wait a minute. Haven't federal courts already ruled on this, that a state cannot require a church, a Christian school, or a Christian charity to violate their Christian convictions and provide abortions in their health care? Well, yeah, sure. But the state of New York doesn't care. And so Catholic and Protestant ministries in the state of New York are appealing to the United States Supreme Court to strike down a regulation in New York that would force these schools, churches, charities to violate their own religious convictions. A Catholic nursing home is a part of the case. First Bible Baptist Church. I believe I'm familiar with that church in New York. It's in it's not New York City. But I'm pretty sure that this is the church I'm familiar with. So several evangelical organizations, an Anglican school, and some Catholic organizations, including some Catholic nursing homes, are taking this to the Supreme Court. Quote, the Supreme Court has not decided if it will hear their case yet. The lower courts, in some cases, have not ruled favorably toward people of faith, according to an article in the National Review. In a brief submitted, the Catholic and Protestant ministries have told the Supreme Court that this mandate puts them in an intolerable position. The state is forcing them to choose between paying for the killing of unborn babies and abortions or giving up their ministries of helping people in need. So we'll keep an eye on that. I hope it does go to the Supreme Court, and I would assume that the Supreme Court would rule in a constitutional manner. And then we have this. State of New York is going to require statewide proof of vaccine. In the state of New York, you're not going to be able to do anything, particularly in New York City, unless you can prove that you have been stuck. You're going to have a code on your phone, or you're going to have your vaccination card. You're not going to be able to go into a gym, a restaurant, a theater. In other words, you will have to have ID proof in order to have any kind of social life at all in the state of New York, but particularly New York City. But you don't need any ID to vote. What? Hello? You're going to have to prove that you have been vaccinated, and you're going to have some kind of proof on your phone or a card or whatever, verifiable ID proof. But you don't have to do that to vote. Mayor de Blasio said, whatever works, all you have to do is show that proof and have ID as well. And it's easy. All you have to do is show proof of vaccination. Yeah. But showing an ID to vote, that's not easy. I don't think I understand that. I don't think any reasonable person would understand that.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.